Now, I don't ordinarily write my audios. Usually it's a flow of consciousness kind of thing, but someone recently asked me to write what flogging was like for me. And I was kind of proud of how it came out, so I thought I'd actually use it as a script to read to you guys. So this is called Simply Flogging by Tempest Wolf Song. All right, time to get serious. Assume the position you command, and I do. Though the padding under my knees is yielding, I feel a chill down my spine. Naked before you, I bend my spine experimentally, arching my back and shifting my hips to give you a good view of your canvas. The first blow is light, testing. Cool leather with the slight sting at the tip that smarts like lightning through my nerves a moment later. Not enough to really hurt, only cause a lingering tingle in my flesh. Again, the blow across my flesh cannot be described as pain so much as simply sensation. A quick crack and spark of contact, the hiss and burn of delayed reaction. I gasp with each subsequent blow, aware the heat in my flesh rises, uncertain if the strength of the impact has increased or if I'm becoming more and more sensitive by the second. Soon, I am writhing before you, almost uncomfortable, already anticipating and fearing that next blow, my flesh almost too sensitive and hot, so close to telling you to stop that it's too much. Then, so careful are you monitoring my reactions. Do I feel your hand on the heated, abused flesh, cool and caressing? The pain from my skin. The strikes aroused me greatly, but this will arouse me more. But it doesn't last long. It isn't quite a crack, nor the thud that so well describes the feel of heaviness against my body, like a suede mop flung onto me at great speed. Neither altogether unpleasant nor erotic, it was instead a rough, metronomic massage that makes my pussy throb. The warm, repetitive cracks of sound split the air over and over, in sync with my cries of lust. Take each impact into my muscles and flesh, and storing its kinetic fury inside my body in the form of an overwhelming lust. When the stray strip of leather should find my clit as you whip my generous ass, I cannot help the cries become screams of ecstasy. Sometimes it hits in just the right way, and I come. Kneeling as I am, I can feel the dripping down my thighs as I blush for you, both proud and a little horrified of the mess I am now capable of making, and surely I am. Over time, I can't tell what implement is being used on me. All I can feel is the heat. All I can hear is the rhythm of the strikes as I taste the sting along my skin and allow the sensations to sweep me away. Allow my body to control me as I shudder and gush my orgasm out of my mouth in a broken, desperate cries of overstimulation and release. Every new addition to my level of sensation presses me further and further into the safety of my subspace, binding my breasts tightly in silk cord, placing weighted clamps upon them, sliding a plug into my ass, gagging and blindfolding me. Each new sensation leaves me one more part of my control just slipping away and slipping further to where I long to be. I will likely be bruised the next day. Can already feel the ache that tells me I will bruise. It's deep and dull, and the aching is both pleasant and satisfying and will remind me of this for at least a few days to come. And I will smile. I will smile because I will be proud that I was able to withstand a good flogging that made the person topping me happy, that I was a good girl, and that in my own way, I gave as good as I got. As soon as I writhe too much, as soon as I begin to wonder if this is too much, you soothe me and then change the tool that you use on me. My personal favorites are the heavy, thuddy, suede and leather mixed floggers. They never really hurt. The weight allows a good, steady rhythm across my ass. It's almost like a heartbeat. Crack, 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 crack. Pet, soothe. And while that is all my world is, until somehow I do manage to become an autonomous thought once more. Mm-hmm.